The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Later this hour, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us on the program. We'll talk about what he has been doing to relieve the pain that a lot of our growers are feeling with rail shipments. We'll talk about the visit of Energy Secretary Moniz, who was here a week ago today in Bismarck and up in Tioga. Minot. Another natural gas plants announcement. That's huge. And also, I want to talk with him because it's been a while since we brought this up, but we understand there were some illegal immigrant children placed here with no advance notice for the state of North Dakota at all. Governor Jack Dalrymple on all those topics and your calls for him at the bottom of this hour, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm going to get right back to the phones because it is an Are You Kidding Me kind of Friday, 800-228-0550 to find out what's on your mind, 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Caller of the day receives a family four-pack of tickets to Medora and the musical that everybody is raving about. Hard to believe they can top the musical year after year, but they find a way out there. It's the 50th anniversary this year. Unbelievable. If you want to go, be the caller of the day. Just, you know, I can't even tell you what the magic secret is. There is really no magic secret. It's just got to be that, you know, that kind of just hit it out of the park comment and have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Medora. Medora, Medora. I can't say it enough. North Dakota's number one vacation spot. Find out more at Medora.com. If you haven't been there, make this the year you do it. The place is just amazing. If Teddy Roosevelt loved it, I love it. That's all I know. Don and Garrison, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Don.
Hey, sir. Hey, I got a question. I don't like speculating on something like this, but I did hear that the kid, the young black kid, went after the police officer by shoving him into the car and then going for his weapon. But the question I have was, did he have his hands up in the air before he attacked the officer, or did he go after the weapon and then backed off and then put his hand up and got shot? You know, that's a good question there. And one more thing. I would really love it if Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the president, and our fearless leader of law enforcement would maybe step up and start talking about, like, that gentleman that accidentally hit that black kid in Detroit and, you know, didn't hurt the kid very bad, and he got beat down by a mob of black people there. He put him in the hospital for months. Never heard a word from the president or anybody about that, did we?
No, I think unfortunately this president, I believe, selects which cases he speaks out on what he believes politically benefits him the most. I really believe that. And I mean, when he came out on Trayvon Martin, I was almost physically ill. I got a pit in my stomach from that business about you know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. That whole. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you know, talk about one-sided there.
Yeah, and remember the professor that got into the ruckus? What was his name again? They had the beer summit over that. I mean, he totally jumped to conclusions, took the wrong side, didn't have the facts. He just, you know, he just, again, everything, in my humble opinion, feel free to disagree, everything this president does is done through a political calculus.
I, you know, when he was elected, now I didn't vote for him, but when he was elected, I thought, you know, this might be okay, you know, because he's biracial. You know, I thought maybe he might bring the people together, you know.
Me too. Instead, his actions seem to be exactly the opposite. Dennis Miller had a little, what do they call it again, that bold fresh tour that he does with Bill O'Reilly. I saw him in Fargo a couple of weeks back, and you know, he made the point that I just cheered out loud after he said it. He said, "Look, the best thing about this president is that he's black. We love it. It's fantastic. It broke a ceiling. It should be a new chapter." And yet, constantly is having to stir that pot and fuel the racial flames, and it's really sad. I think that's what it is. Don, I'm going to put you on the caller of the day list because you raised a couple of good points here today. And I'm also trying to suck up because I've actually never really done much in the way of recreation around Garrison. And I understand the fishing's like unbelievable, right?
It would be if I lived there. I live in Minot. I'm just driving by.
Through Garrison. Well, you gave me a little mental vacation by just using Garrison as your reference point on the program today. So that's worthy of making you caller of the day candidate. So hang on, Shane Snerdley. We'll get your information and we'll put you in the mix for those Medora musical pass tickets. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning, Scott. This talk of police militarization thing I've been listening to for quite a while. And, you know, like when you get into these riot situations down there and these police, you know, come in there with their riot gear on, I don't have a problem with that at all because if it was me going against a big riot, group of people like that who really didn't like me, I sure as heck would want to have body armor on and any kind of weapon, you know, to defend myself and people I'm with. You know, I wouldn't want to go up there in a t-shirt with my little revolver on my side. That wouldn't do you any good. And, you know, a lot of people complain about the weapons they have and, like I said, body armor, but you and me can go out and buy the same kind of weapons they have, Scott, and we can buy body armor, well, for a while now, because of course, some Democrat in California, congressman, wants to try and ban civilians from owning it and all, but you can go and buy any body armor you want, Scott, and you can buy an AR-15, and you can buy all the tactical, fancy tactical jacket and all that stuff. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if they start coming up to your car on routine traffic stops dressed like that, I might have an issue with it, but as far as going against big rioting groups like that, I don't have a problem with that.
Jamie, I just want to quickly ask you, have you heard the new news today about this shooter, or rather the suspect being the person they think was involved in the strong arm robbery and fitting the description and potentially some video suggesting he was the guy? What's your take on this? Did the cop cross a line in your view?
Well, from what I know so far, yeah, he did. I mean, I'm sure he was PO'd if the guy tried to attack him, but if he put his hands up and backed off, you know, I don't think, like I said, from what I know right now, he probably didn't. He did the wrong thing in shooting the guy.
I'm with you on that point. For what we know now, we need the facts. There's no question. Thanks, Jamie. Terry Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Terry.
Good morning. I have to say I'm sad and I'm angry. First of all, that someone seems to think that this president has gone through more than any president in the history of the country. We've had presidents that have gone through much more than what we have going on now. Yes, the things are kind of tough, but who created it? And as far as the militarization of our country, we have more than police departments being militarized. We have branches of the federal government who have no business whatsoever being militarized. And who is doing that? The very exact same person. I'm not a political person. I think both parties are so full of themselves that they have forgotten what it is that they're supposed to be doing. And it makes me sad and it makes me angry. And it makes me sad and angry that we have people in this country who don't see what's going on. So that's my take today.
Well, it's a good take, Terry, and you sound genuinely sad.
I am.
Can I just tell you that I've been where you are, where you see more takers than makers, when you see people not engaged to the degree they should be and sort of just sleepwalking through life and you want to just scream. I don't let it bring me down. I try very hard.
I'm sad for the country. I'm sad for what it's doing to the country. I'm sad for what it's doing to the people in the country who want to make excuses instead of saying, hey, you know, stand up. You wanted the position. Do the job. Remember that there's a constitution. There's a reason for a constitution. There's a reason for our laws. Don't pick and choose. You know, you're supposed to be blind to everything but the law.
Very good points, Terry. By the way, we're going to put you in for caller of the day, so hang tight. We'll put you in for the family four-pack because you said, many things that I agreed with. And my favorite is about the presidents in history and what they've gone through. And to suggest this guy's got it worse than anybody else is really arrogance.
We've gone through two world wars, the beginning of this country. Look at what the people who founded this country went through. I mean, my God.
Have you seen the movie Lincoln, Terry?
No. I read history. I love history. I love our history.
You probably read Doris Kearns Goodwin's book about Team of Rivals, which was a big part of what the movie Lincoln was based on. Watch the movie if you get a chance, or read Team of Rivals if you haven't. Kevin Kramer, as a matter of fact, gave me my first copy of Team of Rivals, and I don't get as much time as I'd like to read, but that one is a fabulous book, and the movie was nothing short of extraordinary. Well, watch that. Watch Lincoln's face in that. Get inside what he was going through, and then tell me if Barack Obama even belongs within the first, same universe in the difficulties that he's handled compared to, like, Abe Lincoln, for instance. Terry, hold tight, if you would, when we come back. Dwayne at Jamestown, Kevin on the road, Cameron in Minot, as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish, too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa! This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We have T.J. Bismarck, Pat Aberdeen. Was it Don and Garrison, Mr. Snerdly?
Yeah.
Are you saying this on the air or are you saying this in my ear?
Now I'm on the air.
Now you're on the air. This is Shane Snerdly, everyone. So we've got, I'm just trying to do a little caller count here on who's in for a caller of the day. T.J. and Bismarck, he was first caller of the day, talked about the militarization of police.
Right.
Yeah. Pat and Aberdeen thought I was being too hard on President Obama because there's no good time to take a vacation, and this poor guy is just having to make a lot of tough calls, and that's really tough.
Then we had Don and Garrison, who made me think about fishing and Garrison.
Right.
And then Terry on some wonderful suggestions of that this, you know, president maybe ought to consider some other folks that have been through some really tough things. So is that it? 1, 2, 3, 4 that are in
That's
so
it
far?
So far, yep.
Okay. Is it fun chatting with the callers today?
Oh yeah, definitely. Good mix of people today from all aspects.
And they're in a good mood and everything. They're treating you nicely and.
Oh yeah, yep. Okay. The callers are always pretty good.
All right, that's Shane. That's who you're going to hear when we go to the phone like we do right now. Dwayne in Jamestown on 550 KFAR. Give Shane a call. He's waiting for your call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have one line open right now. Dwayne Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to just make a comment about the shooting in Ferguson there. When did the gentleman's arms go up? Is it possible police officer saw the gentleman's arms going up and at that moment thought that he might have been going for a weapon or something and started shooting? I mean, we're speculating so much on this thing and we don't have all the facts yet. And I mean, it's really a tragedy when something like that happens. I know that, but, you know, that's just kind of my spoof on what might have happened, I guess.
Yeah, you know, who knows, right? I mean, and all the cops and cameras, the options that are out there these days, that you sure wish that we had a video of this one. I don't know why we didn't or no more. I know it was multiple eyewitnesses on the hands up, but, you know, that's why I think it's easy from the cheap seats. I mean, I really, again, what we think we know to be the facts lends me to believe this guy crossed the line. On the other hand, I read stories like I mentioned earlier, a cop killed every 58 hours. I mean, these law enforcement officers around the country are risking their lives every single day. I mean, walk a mile in their shoes before we're uber critical. On the other hand, when they screw up, and they're going to, they're human beings, they're going to screw up, they're going to make a mistake, I think it has to be dealt with appropriately, but boy, it's not easy. So good points. Kevin on the road, South Dakota, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Want to make a comment and then ask a question concerning the immigrant children. First of all, I believe it was orchestrated from the top. It's part of the transformation of our civil society. But my question is, who's organizing the transportation? Who decides where the children are going to go? Who are the planners? Good investigative reporter could do the country a lot of good by finding out who exactly lines up the buses. Where do the buses go? Who hires the drivers? I don't know. I'd like to find out. I think that would tell us a lot about, is this just an occurrence that just happened out of the blue, or in fact, is this a government organization that that created this again to transform a civil society? That's my question.
I think those are good questions. That's above my pay grade, but I hear you, Cameron Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind, listening on 910 KCJB. Go.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't hear any alternative argument for the ballot initiative number 2. I thought it was kind of one-sided reporting on your part here.
Well, we'll have the other side on if there is another side. Are you thinking that we need more property taxes or more taxes on homeowners in North Dakota?
No, but I see the measure as largely taking control from the local level, the municipalities and the cities, the voters at a local level, taking that option from them.
You know,
and maybe the voters at the local cities, and then she says the legislature will come back. Well, it doesn't make any sense because the law is banning local municipalities, counties, and cities from doing transfer tax.
What was that website again, Chris? Tell us on the air the name of the website where there was more information on that. That's actually what Nancy was trying to tell us at the end of the interview, which Cameron reminds me by bringing up this topic. I didn't get a chance to mention what she was trying to say. I've got too many computer screens here to follow all the time, but Chris says it's in chat. I'd rather just say it on the air. Would you please?
Me.
Okay, did you say that on the air or off the air? Never mind, Chris. Forget it.
Vote yes on measure2.com, number
you.
Two.
Thank you. Yeah. Vote yes on measure2.com, and the two is a number two, right? So anyway, Cameron, sorry, back to you. Go to voteyesonmeasure2.com. You know, research this and get it. I think.
Why would I expect to get the alternative argument against Measure 2 at vote yes for measure2.com?
You probably won't. But you're going to get.
That's what we need. Is we need a balance. If you want informed voters, you should give both sides of the issue.
I'd love to. Do you know who the opposition is, or who's rah rah on we need more property?
No,
taxes?
All I hear is 24/7 that we got to ban this. All your ads. I'm guessing the realtors and developers are lining your pockets pretty good there with all the advertising. It would be nice to hear what the other side of the issue is. In my opinion, the other side of the issue is that this takes control from the cities, the states, and the voters at the local level. It denies them an option that they might otherwise have wanted.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point on your part, and I would think an advocate for higher taxes would argue that. I just think taxes are too high right now, so I think actually some strings,
relative
restrictions,
to what?
Restrictions, or whatever word you want to use that says, wait a minute here. I think a good example is how the legislature for several sessions said, here's a ton of money that we're going to buy down the mill levy and buy down the property taxes, and cities spend and spend, and all of a sudden you say, okay, well, this much came from the state, but you're spending more. So, they've gotten a little tighter on how they go about this. There's more transparency, and now cities are being and counties are being held a little closer to that. Your point is correct. It takes away the ability, in this case, to put this transfer tax on, which 35 other states have. I'm glad. That's why I'm going to vote yes. Doesn't mean I don't want all sides of the issue on it. I think I've proven that by letting you have your side. If there is an opposition, they're welcome to be here. As with every issue, we want all sides. I just used the opportunity to mention the website, vote yes on measure number. It's actually vote yes on measure two, the number two, vote yes on measure two, .com. So folks can hear one side of it, hear the other side of it. If there's another website, let me know. We'll put it out there. Sue in Minot, what's your take? You're on What's on Your Mind.
I have comments about this shooting of the black boy down in Missouri. I don't know the details on how it happened or anything. I understand there was a press release on that today. Right or wrong, that policeman deserves to be considered innocent until proven guilty. That's my one point. My second point is I am so disappointed in the citizens of Missouri and the way they're reacting. Yes, it's tragic that this boy was killed. But instead of doing this property damage and injuring other people as a result, they should honor his death.
You're so right, Sue. You couldn't be more right. I mean, that. And we've sort of lost that in this debate over what Officer Wilson did to Michael Brown. I mean, the reaction's pathetic. I'm with you. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Before the top of the hour, family four-pack for the Medora 50th anniversary musical to our... we'll announce that before the end of the program, by the way, to our caller of the day on the program we call What's on Your Mind, the most listened to talk program on the Northern Plains. Our mothership is 550 K-Fire Bismarck. Our mini mothership is 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, two booming signals. And, of course, we're booming to the Bakken through KTGO, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, as well as KLTC 1460 on the dial in Dickinson, North Dakota. So, by the way, What's in Your Town coming to Dickinson in September. We're going to be in Kenmare next Friday with What's in Your Town. Grafton on the 28th. And, gosh, we're going to be a lot of places. So looking forward to Williston, Dickinson. Anyway, Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to join us next after a quick comment from Clint in Bismarck about a tax measure. Quickly, Clint, if you would, and then we're going to get to the governor here.
Hey, with this tax thing, let people keep their money. We've been arguing for 4 or 5 years how to spend the surplus. We're salting that money away, and now we're going to do things like buying land away from people for a so-called conservation fund. We're taking your and my money and using it against private developers that could buy land and farmers and such. This tax thing has gotten out of hand. We've got a surplus. Let people keep their money and spend it as they see fit spending it. Don't let the government take your money away from you.
Sounds like you and I agree on a lot of things, and that that land grab, that conservation measure, poorly named as, oh, well, this is for parks and this is for outdoors, and, you know, man alive. The mom and apple pie, the way they sell these things is crazy. Clint, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And I think you're referring to the caller earlier that was advocating for a no vote on Measure 2 that would allow local communities to add this transfer tax, which would mean higher property taxes. I'm a yes on Measure 2, but I want to hear all sides. But appreciate the call and the comment, and others welcome as well. For Governor Jack Dalrymple, who joins us next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Governor Jack Dalrymple, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great, Scott. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you as well. Glad to have you in the program, and we got a lot of ground to cover. Appreciate you being here at the top of the hour so we can tackle lots of issues, and hard to know where to begin. But I'm going to ask you about this measure, too. We had a call that came in about it, and it really relates to what I think you and the legislature have done really, really well over the last number of sessions, and that's get property tax relief back to homeowners. And, you know, Measure 2 is a transfer tax, and it's not here now, but the legislature put it on so that that local communities ultimately can't add this as an option as a revenue generator on property owners. Just on the big picture, do you think the local, when I say local, I'm talking about cities and the counties, the park districts, have got the message on tightening the belt
and using the dollars properly that are coming back from the state, so we can actually lower property taxes? Are they tightening the belt to your satisfaction to this point?
Well, that's one of the things that we're working on, Scott, in the property task force. I have a group of people put together who are, you know, actually trying to reform our property tax system. You know, not just pay for people's property tax bills, but, you know, truly reform the system. And I think we need to do that in order to make the whole thing more understandable and easier to make comparisons between political subdivisions. Today, you know, if you try to compare, you know, one city to another or one county to another, there are so many different kinds of levies and so many different moving parts that it's pretty hard to do that. We'd like to have a system that's streamlined, simple to understand, and when you compare two cities, you can see which one has got the heavy taxes and which one doesn't.
Yeah, transparency is really important in keeping track of all that. Well said. Okay, a couple other things to cover, a lot of things, actually. Let's talk about the pain that our producers are feeling on getting their products to market. I know you spent a lot of time in the room with the heads of the railroads, Matt Rose, you know, less than a little over a week ago, I guess, and Canadian Pacific's been here since. And we're hearing about 2013 harvest still in the bins. We know 2014 is looking pretty good in a lot of areas around the state. Is there any easy answer here, any fix, other than long-term, we're adding more infrastructure? What's the short-term relief, if any?
Well, if you're talking about agricultural commodities, you know, we just need to keep the pressure, you know, on the railroads. The Burlington Northern has made a lot of progress this summer, and, well, dating back to last spring. And they've really reduced, you know, the number of past dues, you know, down substantially. That tells us that they can do it when they focus on getting more equipment in here, both cars and locomotives. They can catch up. And what I urge the CEO to do is not relax when the new crop harvest comes, but keep the heat on, keep the equipment moving on through the fall. And let's stay on top of it this year instead of getting way, way behind.
I was talking to a couple of growers the other night out at the Peterson Farm by Prosper, not far from the Dalrymple Farm in Castleton by way the crow flies, and, you know, some corn guys, some soybean guys, and they're saying, hey, money's lost. It's gone. You'll never get it back. They point to basis, and they point to price and the delays, and they just say that money is gone. We lost it. Do you agree with that argument that money's gone?
No, it's really true. We've made that point to the railroad many times, and really they don't deny that. When the market is calling for grain and the basis is high, you know, that's when you have to move the grain. You have to get it to the market when the market is calling for it. If you miss that window, you can't go back and recapture that. It's true. We've had other direct impacts, not only to American Crystal Sugar, but to even the state mill and elevator. The state of North Dakota can't get the car service it wants, and those losses are real. So it's a bad deal, and the railroad has responded to our demands, but we've got to stay on top of it. We can't. We don't want them to relax again.
On the other side of the argument, I've heard the shippers and growers who wear both hats say the basis, argument that it's lost is not real. That was going to be gone either way. It's part of the market, and they don't suggest that there's any additional hit because of the delays in shipping. I'm just trying to get at who you think is right.
Well, every situation is going to be different, Scott. Sometimes, you contract at a price that you're comfortable with. And, just because that delivery is late doesn't mean you've lost your contract price. But there are other situations, especially where you, you know, perhaps have not marketed the commodity yet, where, you know, you're required to deliver, you know, within 30 days. If you can't do that, you know, you don't get that price.
Our telephone number, by the way, 800-228-0550. Questions or comments, welcome for our Governor Jack Dalrymple in North Dakota, our guest today on What's On Your Mind. Mark in Bismarck has a question on an item that's going to be on the ballot soon. Mark, go ahead with Governor Dalrymple. You're up.
Well, it's not necessarily going to be on the ballot. There was a petition circulated to make a constitutional amendment to vote on to start school after Labor Day. And my question is, isn't that kind of the state government getting in the local school district's business?
Well, I believe they did get enough signatures, did they not?
They may have.
I'd have to check my facts on that, but I thought I saw in the morning paper that they had turned in the petition on the school days and that they did get enough signatures. And if so, the people of North Dakota will be deciding, you know, when they want the kids to go to school. You got a wide range of opinions on that. The only comment I'll make is that I think we've gotten to a point where the sports schedule has more to do with the school calendar than the academic schedule. And that's something that people need to talk about.
Well, and that's part of my concern is it doesn't do anything good for those families that have kids in sports. They still have to start their fall sports in August anyways. So they're not going to go on vacation. It's not going to be able to take advantage for them. And it's just kind of like the federal government overstepping its bounds into states' rights. It seems to me that the state might be overstepping its bounds into local school districts' rights, even though the people of the state voted for it.
Well, you got a point there, but in North Dakota, we do kind of feel like, you know, on a initiated measure, when the people of the state as a whole decide something, you know, that is the final say. I really don't know what to expect on that one, whether people will, you know, go for it or not.
If you had to vote on it, would you say leave it to the local school districts, or do you think we've left it to the school districts and the sports calendar dominates too much, so maybe it's time to just set the date? What's your take?
Well, I, you know, really think that it is best to, you know, let the school districts work together on the scheduling of high school activities. You know, they have to cooperate with each other. We got 179 school districts in this state. Whatever we do, we better have a majority of them agreeing on how to go about it. They're the ones that have to make it work. So I think we do need to listen to those who have to actually execute this and make it all work.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks a bunch. A lot of other things to cover here, and we're going to take a break in a moment. Just give me your 30-second take on the visit of Energy Secretary Moniz last Friday and Saturday to North Dakota. What was your takeaway?
I'm somewhat encouraged by the new Secretary of Energy, Ernest Moniz. He's a very smart guy. I think he's a much more practical Secretary of Energy than the last Secretary of Energy, Dr. Chu, who spent a lot of time talking about sort of futuristic things. Ernest Moniz is a guy that seems to like to get projects going that do some good, and I'm hopeful for it.
Sounds good. Governor Jack Dalrymple and our conversation continues after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Last chance to questions or comments, 800-228-0550, plus our Caller of the Day winner before the end of the program. Stay tuned, friends.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Monday on the program, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, will be our guest on the program. Lynn Helms will be here. Today's the director's cut day, so a lot of folks are watching that to find out what the numbers look like for July. And Lynn Helms will take your call Monday, head of the Department of Natural Resources, on what's on your mind. 11 before the hour, continuing our chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple today on the program on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. And Are You Kidding Me would be, why would anybody be anywhere else but the state capitol grounds tomorrow for the 125th celebration? You got a lot of fun planned, right, Governor?
Yes, it's going to be a great party, and I really encourage everybody to, you know, consider coming over and joining in on the fun. We're going to have entertainment on the capitol grounds from 10:30 in the morning until about 9:30 at night nonstop. And it's going to be vendors, there's going to be food, there's going to be crafts, there's going to be activities for kids. And we've got an interesting exhibit over at the Heritage Center. If you haven't seen the new galleries at the Heritage Center, you really are going to want to check that out. So we're there. Music starts at 10:30, and I'm going to make the opening remarks at 11 o'clock. I hope everybody will come and see us.
And very neighborly of you to invite Governor Dugard, because I understand that the two of you will be at the Heritage Center tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, and actually unveiling the official pen used by President Benjamin Harrison to sign the proclamations that admitted both states into the Union on November 2nd, 1889. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, and we will unveil the actual pen that turned us into a state. Why exactly that's in the possession of South Dakota is something I want to get cleared up with Governor Dugard.
Good for you. I'm glad. And by the way, your lieutenant governor and the tourism department have just done a fabulous job getting the word out, putting that. I know that committee's worked really hard, and it's a neat deal. So I hope a lot of folks are there. But kudos to the whole administration. It's been really well done, and I know people are going to have a great day out there tomorrow. A couple of the quick things. You know, not a week passes without another $1 billion being thrown around in the way of capital investment in North Dakota. But I wanted you to just tell us real briefly about what One Oak is doing with yet another natural gas plant on the drawing board.
Well, you know, One Oak is a company that has just made some massive investments in North Dakota in the last few years. And I think that by the end of 2016, they will have invested something like $6 or $7 billion in North Dakota just in the last few years. You know, this is what needs to happen if we're going to get the flaring down and get all this gas captured. And they call it the Demick plant. It's going to be in northeast McKenzie County. It's a state-of-the-art plant, 200 million cubic MC, you know, 1,000 cubic feet a day. And it is just, you know, an incredible project. I think that that plant alone is over $700 million. So this is what it's going to take to get this gas captured, processed, and, you know, move to market for good prices.
A couple other quick things here in the short time we have left. We understand that four illegal immigrant children, as a result of the border crisis, have been placed in North Dakota, and that you were not given a heads up as governor or any other health department or state executive branch official about that. Is that true?
Well, that's true. These are four unaccompanied alien children who, you know, appeared in the country and are being, you know, taken care of for humanitarian reasons. They do not have immigrant status, but they're not part of, you know, any human services program or any government program of any kind. They are being placed with relatives, as we understand it, just for the well-being of the children. So it's a little different from the controversial program, which is the unaccompanied refugee minor program. That's the one that, you know, starts involving a lot of government programs.
Here's what ticked me off, honestly, when I heard about it, was that you didn't know, that you weren't given the common courtesy of a heads up ahead of time. I mean, is that something you can call the president about and say, hey, how about just some proper decorum here that we get a heads up before they just show up?
Yeah. Well, you know, you would think. But I'm going to see John Boehner today. He's going to be in Bismarck. I got a few things on my mind for him, and that's one of them. And I think that, you know, this whole business about immigration is just out of control, and everybody is really fed up with it. And, you know, the Congress has got to get their act together and, you know, start doing something rational about it. But there's other things I want to take up with them, too. You know, waters of the United States. I'm sure you're familiar with that one. Every pothole. is now been identified by EPA as a navigable water, and we're not going to be able to go anywhere near them if they get their way. So we're back, you know, battling to have the states be in charge of taking care of their own natural resources.
We'll have you back, and you give us a read on what the speaker had to say about that. We also have an email from Pat out in Watford City, wants to have you come out there and drive the county roads one of these days. It's an email I'll forward on, but we'll have you back soon and talk about those topics and many more. See you at the 125th celebration tomorrow, Governor. Best to you and Betsy. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, Scott. See you soon.
By the way, caller of the day, Terry and Minot. It was a tough one. Tough one, by golly. But Terry and Minot, you're the lucky winner. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Pinnacle Travel Plazas are your one-stop shop for everything you need in North Dakota. If you're headed to the Bakken, get to know the best. Pinnacle, serving excellence, right off Highway 2 in Stanley and just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Whether you're in oil or in the soil, they've got what you need. And the Bakken's best business center is now located in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Center, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. You can copy, email, scan, fax, or print anything from business cards to blueprints. They have a plotter printer with a big, large format for blueprints and large photos or posters, too. Binding services, office supplies, and you can ship UPS, United States Post Office, and FedEx. It's a clean jeans laundry drop site, and send money home with MoneyGram, too. It's the Bakken's best business center. At the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.